This goes to Deborah Altman, AultmanPAC, fax 810-275-0307. Regarding Deborah, Debra, middle initial K, poet, P-O-E-T, date of birth 10/20/1956. Dear Miss Altman, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Poet with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which began in March of this year, proteinuria and hypertension. Her last visit was December 27th of 2021. Her follow-up appointment had not been rescheduled last December, so when she had lab studies done in March, the creatinine was elevated at 1.19. That was rechecked in April, and that was higher at 1.4. And then we requested one more repeat chemistry, and it was again 1.4 May 30th. And the patient has no real no understanding of why this might have changed. She has gained 15 pounds over the last 18 months, and the only new medication that was just started about a week ago was Topamax, 25 milligram once a day, and that is supposed to be for a migraine prevention. She has no known history of kidney stones, although we do know that is associated with kidney stone production in many patients. She does have a history of migraine headaches and does take many preventatives for migraine, and one of them is propranolol extended release 60 milligram, which also helps her control blood pressure. She has not had any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit in December of 2021. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medications, she's on Protonix 40 milligram daily, Zoloft 100 milligram daily, the propranolol extended release 60 milligram daily, Zocor 20 milligram daily. Topamax is new, 25 milligram daily. She takes the E, M like Mary, G-A-L-I-T-Y injection, 120 milligram once a month. Odantrazone 4 milligram for nausea when she gets headaches. R-I-Z like zebra, A-T-R-I-P-T-A-N, 10 milligram as needed for migraine. And VALACYCLOVIR, 500 milligram, one twice a day for 3 days. And several supplements. Physical examination, her weight is 119 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm setting, large adult cuff is 140 over 80. Pulse is 52, and oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. And labs, most recent labs were done 5:30 of 2023. Creatinine, as previously stated, is 1.4. Previous two levels were 1.4, 1.19, and 0.99 before that. Albumin 4.2, calcium 9.6. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.5, hemoglobin is 12.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, starting in 2023. Before, she was generally stage 2 to stage 3A, chronic kidney disease when checked. Proteinuria, which has been mild. We are scheduling the patient for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan to rule out any obstructive causes of the increased creatinine. We would like to repeat all of our labs in 1 month and then every 1 to 3 months thereafter, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.